Are you tired of living a life without true satisfaction? Do you feel like something is missing? Like you're just going through the motions? Well, I've got good news for you today, because today we're gonna shake things up and uncover your purpose. So get ready to join me on this journey of self-discovery and let's light up that fire within you. Welcome to Unlock Meaning, the podcast that empowers you to live a purposeful life. I'm your host, David Brulman, and I'm thrilled to have you here, ready to embark on this incredible journey. Each week, I'll share tips and lessons learned from my experiences as a believer, scientist, and humanitarian. We'll explore how to live with passion and make an impact. And more. Join me in conversations with inspiring people who have transformed the world by daring to chase big dreams. Thank you for tuning in. Let's unlock meaning in our lives and make every moment count. Today, we are diving deep into the search for true satisfaction. You know, what I'm talking about, that feeling of fulfillment that comes from living out your purpose. But let's be real, finding your purpose can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. That's why I'm here, to give you a guide to discovering your purpose and unlocking true satisfaction in your life. And this isn't your average guide, my friends. This one is specifically tailored for you. So sit back, grab a coffee, and let's get ready to rock and roll. And make sure to get your free Unlock Meaning guide using the show notes right below. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty of discovering your purpose, let's talk about why it's so important. You see, purpose isn't just some fluffy concept or feel-good phrase. It's an essential ingredient to living a fulfilling life. Without purpose, we can feel lost, directionless, and unfulfilled. And let's clear up some common misconceptions about purpose. First off, your purpose isn't necessarily your job or career. It's not just about making money or achieving success. Purpose is about tapping into your unique talents, passions, and values to make a meaningful impact in the world. And the benefits of having a clear purpose are numerous. For starters, it gives you a sense of direction and motivation. When you have a purpose, you have something to strive for, a reason to get out of bed in the morning. Purpose also helps you make better decisions and prioritize what's truly important in your life. Plus, when you're living out your purpose, you're more likely to experience greater happiness, fulfillment, and a sense of accomplishment. To thrive, we must identify a purpose greater than ourselves. And the Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist Viktor Frankl understood the importance of having a purpose. He said, "Without having a future to look forward and stretch to, the present becomes meaningless and unbearable." He survived internment in a concentration camp by clinging to his vision of a better future. Each of us needs a purpose to thrive. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "If you have a purpose in your life, and preferably if it goes beyond yourself, it will enrich your life and make it meaningful. It's the only life worth living," he said. So my friends, let's not underestimate the importance of purpose. It's time to get clear on why you are here and start living a life that truly lights you up. Now that we understand why purpose is so important, let's talk about how to discover your unique gifts and talents. Here's the thing, my friends, everyone has gifts and talents that are unique to them. Whether it's a natural ability to connect with people, a talent for music, or a gift for problem solving, we all have something that we're naturally good at. According to Life Church Pastor Craig Rochelle, discovering your purpose starts with examining your core values, spiritual gifts, and past experiences. So how do you identify these gifts and talents? Well, one way is to think about the things that come easy to you. What do people often compliment you on? What activities do you enjoy and lose track of time doing? Another way is to reflect on your past experiences. What challenges have you faced and how did you overcome them? What lessons have you learned along the way? It can also be helpful to seek feedback from others. Ask your friends and family what they think your strengths are, or take a personality test to get a better understanding of your unique traits. Ultimately, discovering your gifts and talents requires some self-reflection and exploration. So I encourage you to take a personal inventory of your own gifts and talents. Write them down and reflect on how you can use them to make a meaningful impact in the world. King David developed the habit of asking God for help in this matter, praying, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Remember, my friends, you have unique gifts and talents that are meant to be shared with the world. The Apostle Paul said, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." It's time to tap into them and start living out your purpose. Now, as Christian business people and entrepreneurs, we know that our purpose ultimately comes from God. Whether you're working in the corporate world as a barista or building your own company, seeking guidance from Him is essential in the pursuit of our purpose. And when reading The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, the beginning of the book surprised me. It says, "It's not about you. The purpose of life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your happiness. It's far greater than your family, your career, or even your wildest dreams and ambitions. If you want to know why you were placed on this planet, you must begin with God. You were born by His purpose and for His purpose." And that's the level of fulfillment I wish for your life. But how do we find the purpose of life? Well, my friends, it starts with prayer and reading the Bible. To find our godly purpose, we must begin with God. When we pray, we're opening up a channel of communication with God. We can ask Him for guidance and wisdom in discovering our purpose. Reading the Bible is also a powerful way to gain insight in and direction. It's filled with stories of people who discovered their purpose and overcame challenges with God's help. But it's important to remember that seeking guidance from God takes patience and persistence. We may not receive a clear answer right away, but if we continue to seek Him, He will reveal His plan for us. In Proverbs 19:21, it says, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." So my friends, let's seek guidance from God in the pursuit of our purpose, through prayer, reading the Bible, and being patient and persistent. We can discover the plan that God has for us and live a life that's truly fulfilling. So we've discussed the importance of understanding the significance of having a purpose, identifying our unique gifts and talents, and seeking guidance from God. But all of that is meaningless if we don't take action and stay committed to our purpose. Taking actions towards our purpose is essential to making progress and achieving our goals. It's not enough to simply have a purpose. We need to actively pursue it. This means setting specific goals and taking steps towards achieving them. Staying committed to our purpose can be challenging, but there are a few practical steps that can help. For example, surrounding ourselves with supportive people who encourage and motivate us can make a big difference. Additionally, setting small, achievable goals and celebrating our progress along the way can help us stay motivated and committed to our purpose. But perhaps the most important aspect of taking action and staying committed to our purpose is faith and trust in the process. We may face challenges and setbacks along the way, But if we trust in God's plan for our lives and remain faithful to Him, we can overcome any obstacle. Proverbs 16 verse 3 tells us to commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. And in Philippians 4:13, we're reminded that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So my friends, let's take action towards our purpose and stay committed to it with faith and trust in God's plan for our lives. By doing so, we can achieve our goals and live a life that's truly fulfilling. Wow, what a journey. We've covered a lot in this video, from understanding the importance of having a purpose to identifying our unique gifts and talents, seeking guidance from God, taking action, and staying committed. Now it's up to you, my friends. I encourage you to take action towards discovering your purpose and finding true satisfaction in your life. Remember, you are created for a purpose, and by living that purpose, you can make a positive impact on the world around you. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to share it with your friends on social media and leave a review. By doing so, you're helping us reach more people and inspire them to find purpose and meaning in their lives too. We have excellent resources waiting for you on our website, unlockmeaning.com. I look forward to your thoughts, questions, and topic suggestions. Take care and keep unlocking the meaning in your life. See you next time.